Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 13th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High Ireland, 1,041, expected west of Rockall, 1,041, by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. South at Cira. Northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. 40s Cromarty. West or northwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 4th Tyne. Southwest, 3 or 4, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Dogger. North or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, fair later. Moderate or good. Fisher German Bight. North or northwest, 4 to 6. Increasing 7 later in Fisher. Perhaps gale 8 later in Fisher. Occasional drizzle, good. Occasionally moderate. Humber Thames. North or northeast, backing northwest, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast, 4 to 6, backing north, 2 or 3 later in Dover and White. Showers at first, moderate or good. Biscay. East or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, thundery at first in south, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in South Fitzroy, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later in Trafalgar. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast, fair, good. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides. West or southwest, veering northwest later in Mallon, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Hebrides. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and northwest, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle. West veering northwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes. West 6 to gale 8, showers, good. Southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm force 10 at first in west, showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 12th of November. Tyree automatic, west southwest 3, recent drizzle 11 miles 1038, now rising. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, recent drizzle 30 miles, 1,035, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 7, fog, 3 miles, 1,029, falling more slowly. Wick, automatic, northwest by west, 1, 16 miles, 1,034, now rising. Aberdeen, north, 1, 7 miles, 1,035, falling. Lucas, west 4, 14 miles, 1,036, falling more slowly. Boomer, southwest 2, mist 4 miles, 1,037, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1,037, falling slowly. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 5, 11 miles, 1,034. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. Northeast, 3, 1,034, rising slowly. Jersey, east, 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 1,032, rising slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic. Northeast, 6, 1,034. Scilly, automatic. East-northeast, 5, 16 miles, 1,036, falling slowly. Milford Haven. Northeast, 3, 16 miles, 1,038, now falling. Aberporth. East, 2, 16 miles, 1,038, rising slowly. Valley. Northeast, 1, 6 miles, 1,039, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby. East-northeast, 1, fog. 800 metres, 1,039, falling more slowly. Valentia. Northeast by east, 1, 19 miles, 1,039, rising slowly. Ronald's Way. North, 2, 13 miles, 1,039, falling slowly. Malinhead. Southwest, 2, 6 miles, 1,039, steady. And Macrahanish automatic. East-southeast, 2, recent fog, 13 miles, 1,038, falling more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 12th of November 2024. The general situation. High pressure across the United Kingdom will continue to bring largely settled and clearer conditions. However, strong winds will affect far north and far south coasts at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, but southwesterly at first in south. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast, backing west or northwest, 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, backing northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4. Showers at first and south, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing northwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northeast, 6, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers at first, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, off Lizard Point, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, but variable at first and north, backing northerly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly 2 to 4. Fair, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West or northwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, veering west, then northwest later, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, veering westerly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first and north. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 5 or 6. Drizzle for a time, mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. George Monks writes to say, "Hi Al, here in New Zealand, your familiar tones are welcome as we listen to the shipping forecast at lunchtime. As you progress around the UK, the image of home are vivid. And remarkably, the weather is often very similar in spring and autumn. You're very much part of the family," he says. "Go well and best wishes from George at Waiake Beach in Auckland." And very briefly, Angus Taggart says, "For 20 years now, sailing by has been my alarm to go to sleep. I climb into bed to drift off, imagining the boats out in the seas described as the forecast circles the country." What lovely images. As I said, it's always great to hear your stories of what the shipping forecast means to you. You can always drop me a line if you're listening from a particular sea area to al.ryan@bbc.co.uk. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Andrew Peach in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Washington, D.C. and Singapore. Peru's close ties to China are in the spotlight as the country gears up for the 31st APEC summit.
We in Peru have a very balanced diversification of trade. The fact that the Chinese want to invest in Peru doesn't mean that Peru is only going to attract Chinese investment.
A Dutch court says Shell does not have to cut its emissions by 45%. The oil giant won its appeal against being forced to reduce emissions in line with the Paris Climate Accord. Meanwhile, Bitcoin keeps surging after Donald Trump is elected. But how long can this continue? And what exactly is Donald Trump's stance on crypto anyway? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The acting head of the UN's humanitarian agency has said acts reminiscent of the gravest international crimes are being committed by Israel in Gaza. Addressing the Security Council, Joyce Msuya said too many civilians were being killed in Israeli strikes. Neda Torfik reports.
Joyce Msuya was one of three officials briefing council members about the daily reality that Palestinian men, women, boys and girls are starving. In Beit Hanun, which was besieged for more than a month, food and water reached shelters yesterday, only for Israeli soldiers to forcibly displace people from those same areas today, she explained. Ilze Karas, the Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, said the pattern and frequency of Israel's attacks suggest a systematic targeting of locations known to be sheltering a significant number of civilians.
The U.S. State Department says Israel has not been in violation of U.S. law on allowing aid into Gaza, as a deadline for improved humanitarian conditions was due to expire. A spokesman said that while the situation was still unsatisfactory, there had been steps in the right direction. Donald Trump has nominated the Fox News host, Pete Hegseth, to serve as defense secretary. Mr. Hegseth is a veteran, having served in the Army National Guard. He's also confirmed that the tech billionaire Elon Musk will lead a government efficiency department. Other nominations include the former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, and the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. Jessica Parker has this assessment.
On the Middle East, unsurprisingly, picking people who've been staunch backers of Israel. On Ukraine, people who have maybe expressed sympathy or support for Kyiv, but have also questioned the amount of money going to Ukraine and been critical of Joe Biden's approach on that war. And then on China as